The grace and love of our Lord and Savior be with us always. Amen. The Word of God we want to consider today is our Old Testament reading for this past Sunday, which was Pentecost Sunday, a reading which sometimes is called the antitype to Pentecost because of the confusion of language. We're looking at Genesis chapter 11, verses 1 to 9, where Moses was inspired to write, "Now the whole world had one language and a common speech. As men moved eastward, they found a plain in Shinar and settled there. They said to each other, 'Come, let us make bricks and bake them thoroughly.' They used brick instead of stone and tar for mortar. Then they said, 'Come, let us build ourselves a city with a tower that reaches to the heavens, so that we may make a name for ourselves and not be scattered over the face of the whole earth.' But the Lord came down to see the city and the tower that the men were building. The Lord said, 'If as one people speaking the same language they have begun to do this, then nothing they plan to do will be impossible for them. Come, let us go down and confuse their language so that they will not understand each other.' So the Lord scattered them from there over all the earth, and they stopped building the city. That is why it is called Babel, or Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of the whole world. From there the Lord scattered them over the face of the whole earth." My dear friends in Christ, before Jesus suffered and died for us, He told the disciples, as we heard in our Pentecost gospel reading this past Sunday, that after he would visibly leave this earth, well, he still would be with them spiritually, of course. He's with us right now always, of course. But after he'd visibly leave, what he would do is he would send the Holy Spirit to them, who would enlighten them in their understanding about everything, about God's plan of salvation, about everything that Jesus had been preaching and teaching to them over those 3 years of his public ministry. And what he'd also do is he'd empower them to be able to go forth and preach the gospel message to other people as well. And then the other thing that he enabled them to do is to write the words of the New Testament. The Holy Spirit did so much for those disciples. Well, Jesus did come to the disciples. It was 10 days after Jesus' ascension, and it was 7 weeks after his resurrection from the dead. And on that first Pentecost, what happened is that the Holy Spirit filled the disciples. And it talks about in the book of Acts how what appeared to be a fireball that divided into different tongues of fire ended up resting on the heads of those disciples. And not only could they speak in different languages, but the Holy Spirit enabled them to understand better what God's plan of salvation was and to proclaim that message. He enabled them to understand that Jesus hadn't come to reestablish the kingdom of David and Solomon in Israel, but that he had come instead to suffer and die and to establish a spiritual kingdom that exists in our hearts right now through faith and will exist forever in heaven. The first Pentecost was of the utmost importance to those disciples. But is Pentecost still important to us? And, well, as we look at the account of the Tower of Babel, we see that Pentecost is still important for us today. We see why we still need Pentecost today. And we still need Pentecost today because sinful pride still works to try to tear us away from God. But thankfully, God still works to tear down our pride and to build us up in our faith in our Savior, Jesus. Well, the Tower of Babel incident, it took place about 100 years or so after the end of the flood. And during those 100 years, what happened is that the world very, very quickly repopulated itself. Now, God had told Noah and his family that they were to be fruitful and to multiply, and that they did. But then he also told them to fill the earth, to spread out over the world. And Noah's descendants didn't follow that directive from God. They chose, because of their sinful pride, to do their own thing and not listen to God. They didn't fill the earth until God coerced them. At the time of our reading, Moses tells us, the whole world had one language and a common speech, and that meant that everyone could readily understand everyone else. There were no accents or dialects. There wasn't a southern drawl. There wasn't a Upper accent. And that really should have helped those people to communicate God's promises to one another. There was a unity of speech, but there wasn't a unity in God, under God. Well, as a group, they did move eastward, it says, probably from Mount Ararat, where the ark had likely settled. And they moved to the plain of Shinar, which would become Babylon and maybe Iraq today. And then sin showed itself. The first statement the people make seems innocent enough in our reading. It says, come, let us make bricks and bake them thoroughly. They seem to be saying, let's make bricks and use them to build the structures that we need to settle here. That sounds innocent enough, but their ungodly purpose quickly comes to the forefront as they say, come, let us build ourselves a city with a tower that reaches to the heavens so we may make a name for ourselves and not be scattered over the face of the whole earth. They built the tower because of their pride, because they were trying to make a name for themselves. They didn't want to follow God's commands. They wanted to feel and look important on their own. And, well, when pride so possesses men, oh, the gaining of fame can instill in a person a supposed self-sufficiency and mastery over just about everything. Our sinful pride, it will condemn us if it makes us feel that we don't need the Almighty God and our gracious Savior from sin. In their sinful pride, those builders there at Babel, they chose to defy God. He wanted them to fill the earth, but they said, no, we're not going to listen to you. They said, no way. We want to do what we want to do. And it sounds an awful lot like what our world is dealing with today. That's why we still need Pentecost today. They were not united in God. Rather, because of their sinful pride, they were united against God. And our sinful nature likewise wants to try to unite us against God too. Thankfully, God didn't just let those people at the Tower of Babel go their own way. Instead, what he did is he intervened because of his love for them and their eternal souls. He had some tough medicine for them. And, well, sometimes God has to give us tough medicine. And ultimately, though, his intervention meant that he sent them and us Jesus. We're so blessed that God doesn't just abandon us, as maybe he almost really should. But our God, our loving God, is not one who wants to abandon us. But he's always looking out for us and our eternal souls. And And Jesus is proof of that. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we know that our sinful nature and our sinful pride is always working to try to separate us from you. Thank you for not abandoning us. Thank you for always looking out for us and our eternal souls by sending us a Savior from sin. We pray in his name. Amen. In the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you always.